Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan, the podcast that helps you learn a little bit more about the financial landscape, what you can do to better prepare for your financial future, for retirement and beyond. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Estes Financial Services. Bree Reyes and Tim Estes joining us on the podcast today. They have an office in Fort Worth serving you in the Metroplex. If you want to get in touch, you can call 817-444-8402. The title of today's podcast, as you saw, is about the things that women need to understand about Social Security. And Bree is the resource that we turn to for matters related to women because Tim and I don't know what we're talking about when it comes to that kind of thing. And also with Social Security, it's not the end-all be-all, Bree, of retirement planning, but it does play an important role, right?
It plays a huge role in individuals' retirement plans. Years ago, people looked to Social Security to help booster their retirement plan, and it used to really do a good job of it. But more and more we go, it plays a key role, but people need to plan on their own as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the important part, right? It plays still an important role, but it's a smaller role than maybe our parents or grandparents relied upon. When it came time for them to retire. All right, so we've tried to boil things down into an easier-to-follow mindset for you by just taking, let's say, the five things women certainly need to understand about Social Security. And let's talk about the lifetime value of monthly benefits. What is there to know when we're looking at this on sort of this grand scale and thinking about Social Security serving us for the rest of our lives?
Well, the most important thing to remember about Social Security is the longer you live, the more benefits you stand to receive over your lifetime. So if you claim benefits early, you might get more checks in the 60s, but you'd have more lifetime benefit if you wait to take Social Security.
A good example is if someone takes their benefits at 62, which is the earliest you can take it, if they had just waited another 4 or 5 years and gotten their benefits at full retirement age, the difference is astronomical. In fact, their break-even point is somewhere around 73 years of age. And if they waited to age 70, the increase is another 33%, and the break-even point on that is around 77. We're all living longer, so the chances are you're going to live well past your 70s, and it just behooves you to really look at taking your Social Security at a later date.
The longer you wait, the higher the check that you get.
And I know that ends up being probably the most common question you get about Social Security, right? When should I take it? And I think most people, they want that benefit right up front. Hey, I earn this money, I can turn it on. That extra income will be really helpful through the rest of my 60s. Let me go ahead and grab it. But when you realize the lost opportunity, you know, 10, 15 years down the line, boy, you better make sure you make the right choice there, or else you're going to be kicking yourself.
Exactly.
Well, that's certainly one thing to consider is the fact that you're not looking at Social Security as just all right, when will it help me in the now? You've got to be thinking about how will this be assisting me 15, 20 years from now and beyond. One of the common problems, though, particularly for women that we find is, you know, those income gaps that they have throughout their working life. Maybe if you take time off for the children, those kinds of things. That's all a big role in how Social Security gets calculated. I mean, how much more difficult is it for women to realize the same kind of Social Security potential that men who have worked maybe, you know, straight since they were 21 have to experience? What is the difference there between what we're usually seeing?
Well, women have a couple of different challenges that are more demographically hit us more. We have gaps in their earnings due to maybe taking a lower paying job early in their careers, taking time off to raise our kids, taking time off to take care of our parents. For some reason, we're the gender that ends up taking care of everybody and not always taking care of ourselves. And that's medically, and due to our health, but also more importantly, due to our finances. We kind of always put ourselves last. So that hurts us. And it hurts us when it comes to Social Security benefits, because they're looking at how much we make to factor and how long you're in the workforce. And if we're making less and in the workforce less, our benefits are going to be less.
And that creates additional challenges. Men are the ones with the broad shoulders, but women do most of the carrying of the family, don't they?
We really do. And if we can work longer or pay attention to how long we're out of the workforce and when we get back in, that would drastically help our Social Security benefits. By understanding the value of that extra work, we can increase our benefits and make up for those lost wages when we're staying home with our kids or taking care of our parents.
Yeah, if someone only needs an extra, year or two of work at a decent salary, and that would help drop off some of the smaller salary earning years, that could have an incredible impact on their overall benefit.
Exactly.
So that's the thing to remember. There's a lot of value in a little bit of extra work, even if you're a little bit later in life. And some of these things you may not really be able to realize without coming in and having a conversation about it with somebody who's dealing with these kinds of items on a daily basis. And that would be Bree Reyes, certainly. You also have to realize the value of spousal and survivor benefits. Everybody focuses on that, you know, when do I take Social Security? But there are some sort of auxiliary additional decisions that need to be made, too.
Well, when Social Security was first introduced, most married women didn't work. So the non-working wives' Social Security benefit was based on the earnings of their husbands. Today, everybody works. But you still may be eligible for spousal or survivor benefits based on the record of your spouse or previous spouses. So if a woman was born before January 2nd, 1954, she may be able to collect a spousal benefit or a divorced spouse benefit if the previous marriage lasted longer than 10 years and she's currently unmarried, while her benefits build. And so maybe she delays taking benefits until age 70. Or if you're a widow, regardless of your birth date, you can begin taking a survivor benefit and switch to her own benefit later, or vice versa. There's a lot you can do with a spousal or survivor benefits.
And I guess to kind of add on to that as well, another, maybe the fourth point that we can mention about what women need to understand about Social Security is that you don't make these decisions in a vacuum if you're a family. What your husband decides to claim on his Social Security is going to potentially directly affect you as well.
Exactly. The rules are incredibly complicated, and they're not consistent for everyone. So it's good. Tim and I love to sit down with a couple and go through this together. The decisions need to be made together.
Yep. You've got to make sure that those things are addressed. Now, how specifically would a husband's, you know, decision affect the wife? Is there an example that you can maybe give us of how, you know, my selection affects my wife, Connie, if I don't know, maybe it's because then I pass away. What happens to that Social Security?
Well, men tend to have a shorter life expectancy than women. So if you decide, I have a shorter life expectancy, I want my check earlier, you are, her spousal benefit will be smaller than had you waited to take your benefit. So,
and the survivor benefit will be less. So you have to really take that into account when you're looking. Guys, when you're taking Social Security, you need to think about, how's this going to affect my wife if I pass away first?
And it stays less. It's not like it jumps up later on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that jump up later on, that takes us to point number five that women in particular need to keep in mind when it comes to planning for Social Security and thinking about Social Security: healthcare costs, and the fact that you've got the rising cost of Medicare all playing a part of this Social Security equation.
Exactly. Medicare Part B premiums, which are taken out of your Social Security benefits, are rising faster than inflation. Now, there's a hold harmless provision that prevents Social Security check from going down in a year that the premiums rise more than the COLA amount, but the Medicare premiums are still going to substantially erode your Social Security check. So we need to take a look at potentially delaying the start of Social Security to maximize those benefits, so that chunk that's eaten by Medicare isn't as large as it could be.
It's a big impact that we have to be aware of. So Bree, let's just, you know, take a step back here. And I'm a woman, and I'm hearing this conversation about Social Security and how it plays a role. How do I know if I'm a good candidate to, you know, address some of these issues? Maybe I think my situation's pretty simple. I'm just going to take it at 62 and I'm not worried about all these other things. Or maybe I'm just shrugging my shoulders right now. I don't really know where things stand. How do you help people answer those questions when they come in and meet with you? What tangible differences does your planning really make?
Well, Tim and I sit down and we coach them through. We take a look at different scenarios as far as taking Social Security and how the impact for the rest of their lives at Estes Financial.
A lot of people look at things in absolutes. It's either yes or no, or black or white. And as we all know, the world is full of gray. So maybe you delay taking Social Security and you take a little bit more out of your IRA or your 401k, and then when you get to full retirement age on Social Security, you turn that spigot off and turn on the Social Security. And a lot of times when we figure it that way, people end up getting pay raises. So what are they doing? They're keeping up with inflation. So don't think in absolutes. There's always another way. Or as my grandmother used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
And we like to have the conversations with both partners. A lot of times, oh, my husband takes care of that. No, this is something the wife needs to be a part of. It's a conversation that affects both of them for the rest of their lives. The planning shouldn't just happen with one person in a vacuum. It's a team.
Yeah. And if you are a team that needs to get on the same page, or even if you're not part of a team and you're solo, it still is going to be important to get that Social Security decision correct. And so if you haven't had an in-depth conversation about how Social Security is going to fit into the rest of your financial plan, when's the right time to take it? What should you do for spousal benefits? How is that question of Medicare going to play into the equation? All the things that we've covered today. Call in to the team at Estes Financial, 817-444-8402, and they'll set aside time on the calendar to have a complimentary initial meeting with you, really just a conversation to learn more about how they might be able to help you. 817-444-8402 is that number. You can also get in touch through the website, estesfinancial.net, or on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Lots of different ways that you can get in touch with the team. Again, the number is 817-444-8402. Those are the five things women need to understand about Social Security. Bree Reyes leading us through the conversation today. Thank you, Bree, and thank you, Tim, for your thoughts as well. I'm Walter Storholt, and we'll look forward to talking to you on the next podcast when we're going to talk about and have a little bit more fun financial game shows. Are you planning for your financial future as if it were a game show? We'll give you some examples about how we see that all the time playing out in the office. And it's not a good thing, even though it is kind of fun to talk about and frame it in that light. Are you treating your financial life like it's a game of The Price is Right? We'll find out on the next podcast and tell you how you can fix that. So be sure to join us then. This has been another edition of The Financial Flight Plan. Thanks for listening.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.